Blog Talk Radio.
You guys know what today is. It's Tuesday. Boop, 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 boop. Thank you guys so much for joining the Dumping Ground, checking in with your girl, Makisha Clayton Lee. I always want to start off with saying thank you so much for your time, checking in with us, rocking with us. You can check out to all the episodes on Blog Talk Radio, or you can check us out on all the podcast outlets. They're everywhere. And let me tell you something that's funny. So one of the guests that I had on the show was like, I was checking you out. And when I type in the Dumping Ground podcast, yours was the first thing that popped up on Apple Podcast. Now, I was thinking she was capping. But then my daughter was like, ooh, mommy, let me check. And then she did it and she shared her screen. I almost fell out. I was like, what? But there's no glory to me. Like I said, I'm just a vessel being used to help small businesses, organizations, and nonprofits to help shine the light on our small businesses, because guess what? America was created on small business. So we need each other. You need me. I need you. So that's why we have the Dumping Ground. Boop, 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 boop. So, again, thank you so much. So I just wanted to tell you guys that. All right, enough about me. We created this platform to be a safe place, a listening ear where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. All right, our 2022 mantra is we're chasing vision. We're chasing the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. That's Tony Hinch. Chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. So that's what we need to download into our hearts every day. On your job, in your business, chase the vision, not the money. Chase your vision, your goals, everything that you have, and trust and believe everything else is going to work out. Woohoo! I'm a witness of that, right? And I'm sure you guys are as well. And we're also talking about celebrating your win. We're including this into our segment where you've been seeing on social media. I've been doing hashtag celebrating your wins. When you have goals, small wins, that you have accomplished, you should take some time, pat yourself on the back, woosaw some of that stuff in. Don't just have a checklist, check, 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 check. Make sure you have a reward system to celebrate your win and celebrate the effort and everything that went into that goal. So hashtag celebrate your win. So when you see that, when I see you posting, I'm a number one fan to tell you celebrate your wins. So each segment, we're going to have the small business owner talk about some of their wins, what that they have, what they've done for the month, and we're going to celebrate them all the way. So also, if you know any nonprofits or small business who can benefit from the Dumping Ground, you guys know what to do. Refer them to me. They can email me at hello@thedumpingground.com, and I will be sure to get connected with them, get them scheduled so they can come on this platform and share their amazing brand, their vision, so we can rally around each other and support each other, because hashtag, we want to support each other and celebrate our wins. Woohoo! So tonight, we have been touching many different industries, and tonight, we have an amazing industry and an amazing business owner who I want to read off some of their credentials and their bio, okay? Rolanda S. Summer is a retired U.S. Army veteran and is CEO and founder of Life After Service Transitioning Coaching, LLC, a.k.a. Last Coal, right? I like that. That is pretty, pretty dope. And Yolanda is a veteran that retention consultant and offers coaching for business startup development. Now, we all need that when we're starting up. So Yolanda got the skills to help you get this business startup in place and hire veterans too, right? Yay. She has several. When I say this girl has several different certifications, and when I was talking to her, prior, I was like, girl, you are super smart, sis. You have everything, every certification. I couldn't even list them all. So I said, Rolanda has several coaching certifications. She is also an award-winning co-author. Now, she's bad. She's Michael Jackson bad. And the name of her book is, the name of the book is Behind the Rings Volume. So listen, and she's, her business also have been rewarded for 2 consecutive years, a line local business of award for 2 consecutive years. And she's also both South Carolina woman-owned business certified and service disabled veteran-owned small business certified. So Yolanda got some, she got some skills. Yolanda got some certification. Yolanda got some stuff. I'm going to bring Yolanda on this air so she can tell you all the most because I'm so happy. Oh, my gosh, Yolanda.
Hey.
How are you, Yolanda?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you dancing?
Yes. Tell me next time not to have coffee before I come on air, please.
You know
please.
What? I'm going to absorb some of that energy. Go ahead and dance. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. When I say I am super proud of your accomplishments, and number one, like I told you when we were just talking, ultimately I want to give you honor for serving our country because that is a major accomplishment because everybody can't do it. Trust me, they called me and asked me when I was in high school, did I want to be in the Army? And I asked them if they get rid of the boot camp and war, I would be there. So
they're like, no, not this year.
So that's why I don't have that one. So, again, I want to say thank you so much for the bottom of our hearts, the Duffin Grounds.
Thank
truly
you.
Appreciate you serving our country so much, so much, so much. So I don't even know where to start. Do you want to say something before we start?
I'm excited to be here. I got your information from Boost Media, and so I'm excited. I'm really excited to be here. You've been so patient in this process, and your energy is high, and you're so sweet, and I'm just really happy to talk to you today.
Listen, we have to be patient because everything has a strategic timing. There's a time and place for everything. And
yes.
I feel like God has the right time for everything, and we have to trust the process. Even when we don't
yes.
understand it, we have to trust the process. So today is your day to leave it all on the floor. Go, go, sis. Go, sis. Okay, I'm good. I'm sorry.
You're good.
So listen, how did the idea of your business come about?
So let me back up some because it didn't start off with coaching. I started off with skincare. I like to make skincare products as something like as relaxation. My sister and I, while we're serving, was like, oh yeah, let's start a body butter business. And when I got out and I lost my first civilian job after the military, I just asked her, I was like, is it okay if I start this business without you? And she said, go ahead. And so I did that for a few years. And I discovered that I don't like making large batches of skincare. I don't care about talking about ingredients. I just want to empower women and to live authentically. I wanted to be a safe space for veteran women to start their own businesses. But I hated talking about ingredients. I was like, this is stupid. Just put it on your skin at work. So I was talking to my then coach, and she's like, well, go to coaching school. You'll be really good at it. And I've always heard that I was a good listener, and I gave good advice. And naturally, coaching is not about giving advice, but she's like, go to coaching school. God is interesting, right? The moment I made up my decision to go to coaching school, I closed my business on like June June 4th or 5th. I opened up my coaching practice on June 6th, and I applied to this coaching school, and I was in their very next class July 28th. Like, it happened so quickly. I had gotten a student loan super quick. Everything went so smoothly. And before I knew it, I was in the school. So I believe this was my path to go on, but that's the short version of how I got into coaching.
All those certifications, you got a long story, and I cannot wait to sit down and we have coffee and talk about it. I already know. I like the short version. I'm okay with it because I know we can do this with time. I appreciate mm-hmm. it, but there's a story about those certifications, and
certifications, right? In the military, we are always about professional development and going to schools. We call it TDY, tour of duty. And that's kind of how we pride ourselves, like on our accolades, our education and such. And so when I got out, I realized people weren't really taking me seriously. And just being a Black woman trying to find your way, I quickly recognized before I went into the service, while I was in the service, and definitely when I got out, that sometimes you have to go forward with your certifications and your education before people will take you seriously. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get my master's degree. That's a whole nother story. But I do like certifications because they are short and to the point. They tell mm-hmm. you exactly what you need to know. And they're, you know, if they're good certifications, they're it's andragogy, which basically means adult learning, and they train you what you need to know and information you can use today. And so, I do certifications, and I'm up for an upgrade on one. I'm working on a HR certification, so I just believe you know, if you're not into the long, drawn-out courses, take some certs. You know, earn a little money, go take a certification. But it's a great way to learn some very specific information in a short period of time, closing skill gaps without having to go to school for 2 or 3 or 4 years.
I am the queen of certification advocate for that because I am a life coach too. So, all right, I wanted to be a psychiatrist, right? And mm-hmm. the reason why I wanted to be a psychiatrist, because I just wanted to tell people they need Jesus. I wanted to write them
as a prescription, the Lord.
Because I know it sounds crazy, but it's facts. I'm just going to tell you the 100% truth because I remember growing up as a kid, and people used to be, all right, Jesus is the answer. You remember that song? Jesus is the answer. And I was like, oh, my God, they're missing it. Like, he is the answer. Like, just stupid. Like, I mean, it's not stupid. But, you know, that was my logic behind it, right? And mm-hmm. Life happens. And I'm going to school for that long, getting all those loans and stuff, then life comes and hits you with the whirlwind, then you're like, whoa, I can't do that right now. I need to work because these bills come in every 30 days. Like, there's mm-hmm. no stop, you know what I'm saying? So you have to find ways to keep the lights on, keep the food and mm-hmm. clothes on your back and all that stuff, along with trying to build yourself in advance and not have all this debt, right? So I'm just like, I can become a life coach. Okay. And I can still I may not be able to prescribe you no medicine, but I still can tell you need Jesus. Check, check.
Right? I mean,
oh my gosh.
I think as Black women, like, education is so important. Education is so important to everybody, but I feel like it gives us the edge.
Yeah,
it helps us be listened to and taken more seriously. It makes it possible for us to bring the talents that we already had to the forefront. And mm-hmm. not all black successful black women have, you know, degrees or certifications. But it, yep. for me, it makes me feel more confident and more comfortable. And it just makes it easier for me to get to the point as opposed to trying to convince somebody that I know what I'm talking about. And there's still a lot of that going on because, you know, you're going up to clients, you got to sell yourself and all that wonderfulness.
Yep.
Not even sell yourself. You just got to share with them why they should work with you. But I just really believe that if you make the investment in your personal and your professional development, it can pay off, and it's something that nobody can take away.
Yes, absolutely. So, all right. So next question. So I asked everybody this question. There's no right or wrong answer. You remember when you used to take your test in the assessment test in school or mm-hmm. even for a job, they'd be like, there's no right or wrong answer, which there is a right and wrong answer, but they'd be telling you.
Maybe he was trying to like get you to say all kind of things. You're like, no, don't.
Exactly.
Let that,
exactly.
You
exactly.
got out.
But truly, there's no right or wrong answer here. I just want okay. to, I like to get all the small business, mindset, because we can help each other build each other up. So that's mm-hmm. why I continue to ask this question. So do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur?
I wouldn't say it's a formula, but I would definitely say that there are certain things that you need to do that I believe make you more successful. One is, for me, it's been faith.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, I believe you gotta believe in something, because there's times you don't see the progress. You don't see the work that's mm-hmm. happening. You don't see the people who are following you, you know, you don't see anything, and
yep.
you're working and you're volunteering essentially, until you get paid. And sometimes that pay isn't consistent, and then you still got to make the bills and such. So faith has really helped me stay on course, like continue to go forward. And that people who know me, my friends in the in business, they know I'd be sitting here like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening. That meme with the lines that are going all over the place, it looks like a heartbeat. One minute you
mm-hmm.
feel like you're wealthy
mm-hmm.
and the next minute you feel like you're going to go bankrupt. That's how it is sometimes.
Yep.
Another thing is consistency. You got to do it. You know, whatever it is that you need to do to get yourself to the next level, you have to be consistent. And even if it's consistently making adjustments based off of proof that you have gathered that this isn't working. I hope that makes sense. So if you're trying something new, stick it out for a few months and see if it's actually working. And if it's not, then you need to stand up and say, okay, it's time for me to go back to the drawing board. So even if it's mm-hmm. consistently learning from your failures, bravery, got to be brave, because I've been very lucky, honestly. My family's been supportive. I have never had family or even close friends ask for discounts. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I've been very lucky. There's a lot of people who they go into business and there's nobody to support them. Someone's talking them out of it. Someone's telling them that they can't do it. They're asking for discounts. They're trying to like nickel and dime them. And I've been very lucky in that regard. I should say very blessed in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when there's just nobody, I feel like it, and I know it's not true, but sometimes I feel like there's just nobody there to be a cheerleader. Like on those moments when you're just like, oh my God, do I have to go back to work? Or, oh my goodness, oh, these sales calls.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yep. Oh my gosh, I got to build this system from scratch, strat. Like recently mm-hmm. I have erased so many things that it took me hours to build. And I'm like, oh my God. And my husband's like, you did it again. I'm like, yes. So in those moments, like it just it helps to be your own cheerleader.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to be your own cheerleader.
Absolutely.
And the last thing you need is a great imagination and belief that you can do it. You have to believe like you believe your nationality, like you believe the color of your skin, like you believe something like your hair is naturally, you know, off black, you know, like you believe to your core, there is nothing, not even science, that can take away this belief. That is the type of belief that you need to have, that there is something bigger. It might change a little bit. My business does not look like it did when I started. It doesn't. And it's, and most businesses are not going to mimic exactly what it looked like the first day, you know?
Right.
Because it'll morph and change. So you have to believe with every cell of your being that you are going to make this work.
I listen, you have made some amazing points. And for me, that belief is something special, because the thing about it is I feel like God gives you the vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you being the visionary, and it's hard for you to have people around you, you're trying to articulate that vision to them,
mm-hmm.
but they don't see what you see, right? But mm-hmm. they believe in you that you have the capacity, the potential to get it done. And that's
yes.
why they jump on board to help support you. But that belief, it has to be so deep, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes even your support, like you said, sometimes your supporters get, they like, listen, I don't see no fruit from this. You know what I'm saying? I see
mm-hmm.
you getting up, making these calls, XYZ, and there's no movement. You know what I'm saying? So then they get weary and tired too. So it has to be so embedded in you that it's part of your DNA. And that's the part that I like how you put that, you know what I'm saying? So, and being your own cheerleader, because they're human. They get tired too, right? They understand the
it's
support.
It's not their job to be,
yes.
honestly, it's just not their job to constantly boost you up.
Right.
That's
yes.
exhausting. You know,
yes.
even at, I love my husband to death, but I had to learn that it's not his job to be sitting in the corner
mm-hmm.
with pom-poms every single day. He's got things
yep.
he worries about too. You know, it's not his job. Now, it is his job to support me, but
mm-hmm.
he gets tired. You know, he gets
yep.
tired of watching me go up to my office and, you know, sweat it out and work late sometimes and get up early and not talk when things aren't good. He gets tired of that. So it's not other people's job to constantly build you up. Get a therapist.
Mm. Ooh,
get
girl,
some mental health medication. Get a coach. I'm not saying this to be fresh either. I'm saying it for real, real. Like, there are entrepreneurs out here committing suicide because it is rough.
Oh, facts. Yes.
Get a therapist.
You,
like, go out there and find some health.
You speaking factual actuals right now, and the thing about it is, I like how you take your business and you made it into something so cool. So it's called Life After Service Transitional Coaching. Now, you know everybody's going to try to find a way to shorten your business. You're like, forget that. I'm going to help you shorten it, but you need to understand. When I saw that, I was like, okay, girl, I get it. Like, you're letting everybody know I am Life After Service Transitional Coaching, LLC, but, okay, let me help you. You can call me Life Coach. I'm like, okay. I get it. So I just want to know. I love it. I love it so much. So, like, tell me, like, what's your satisfying moment in your business? Like, what makes you just, you already talked about, you know, having it embedded in you, being your cheerleader, having faith, consistency, dedication, all this. So what is the satisfying moment for you in your business that you've enjoyed, or a win in your business that you've enjoyed within the last month or whenever? What's the recent win you had?
So it fluctuates, but one of the biggest, proudest moments is one of my clients started with me in, I think, the beginning of August. No, July, July 7th, on my private program, Business Launch Prep School. And she has already made $10,000. And I am so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. She came into the program with the right mindset. She's like, listen, I'm going to make this happen. She had quit her job right before she started. So I was like, well, we're going to have to get to work so you can pay that rent. And she is such a hard charger, and she made $10,000. And she's like, well, I didn't charge this. I was like, wait a minute, but you made four figures.
Wow.
You made four figures while you were in the program. This is good because a lot of people, when they first start coaching, you know, you charge it a couple of hundred dollars for like 8 months of work.
Girl, I jumped out that boat so fast, Rolanda. I was like, let me help you.
Been there with fights. It's obscene.
But they don't want to pay that. Like the people that I was talking to, they thought I was just going to be on the phone with this for free $99. I'm just like, sis, hello, I love you, but I'm wrong.
I have a philosophy. When you start your business, you're going to be broke. You're not going to you're not going to make any money at first. So while you're not making any money, you might as well set your rates right and high, and you might as well interview your prospects carefully and choose people who value you. So by the time business picks up, you don't have that desperate feeling. Go on and find yourself a side hustle. Go out there and find yourself something to do, you know, so you can bring in money while you are trying to build your business. But do not take any and everybody. They ain't meant for you. You are not meant for any and everybody. I'm not meant for any and everybody. I have done it, and every single time I have just been like, okay, and didn't listen to God's message in my gut saying, don't sign this person up. And I have paid.
Oh, my God.
Just don't go in there desperate. It's hard because you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to pay these bills. I got to do this. I got to do that. Don't do it. Don't go in there desperate. Don't go in there, you know, thinking like when I first start, I got to take everybody so I can figure it out. No, that's why you look for your target audience first, and then you figure out what they need and how you can fit in what you have into what they need. But do not, under no circumstances, undercharge, because that's how people will treat you, like you're a discounted commodity.
Now, you listen, you speak in the language that I love. And so that's why my husband was like, well, you always help the people. Why don't you put this on a bigger platform? Why don't you start a YouTube? This is what he says. I was like, YouTube, nope. And I'm the queen. And I tell everybody, and they probably heard this before, I'm the queen of loopholes. Like, I'm trying to find a loophole. Like, how can I do it? I just want to tell you facts. I'm not going to lie to you. So I was like, well, so that means if I do YouTube, that means I got to get my hair, the makeup, blah, blah, blah. He was just,
no, you don't.
Girl.
You get on YouTube just like you. Girl, no, you don't. There are so many people who are extra big right now, and when they started off, it was, like, not pretty. But they put out information that made you want to binge it. See yourself. Folks are so tired of fake. If yourself is – you want to put out some information, you happen to be in a moon that morning, then go ahead. You know, we don't want to see anything, but I just need the information, please, and thank you. I will dress up later. You want to hear what I have to say.
So, Rolanda, so speaking of that, I have finally come into, after kicking and fighting over 2.5 years, February the 4th, I am launching my YouTube channel, so it will be live, like videos and stuff. Yes, so I finally stopped kicking and screaming. I mean, I'm just literally. And like I said, I wanted to just do, like, I was thinking that I could appease everybody about going live quarterly on social media, but they were like, that's cute. Yeah, okay, girl, yeah. But when's that YouTube channel come up? So I couldn't appease everybody. I couldn't appease them. I couldn't appease my husband. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, I see your platform moving, but, yeah, when is your goal to go to YouTube? And I'm just like, that's where it's at. And I was like, well, I want to be different. I want to be
right, and it's like, no, let's just keep this simple, but you want to make it more complicated because that's what makes it different.
That is so, I'm the queen of loopholes, girl. Tell me, don't tell, you have to make sure, don't be no loopholes, because I'd be like, well, technically it's still imbalanced, like I'm still balanced, and I'm not really out of compliance, so...
Yes, it's all in the interpretation.
Exactly. You got it. You know what I'm talking about. So tell me how, like, your services that you provide to people, like, first of all, before we go into that, you are a award-winning co-author behind the ranks. Is that volume? Like, you guys going to do volume 1, 2, 3, all that stuff like that?
Yes, that was volume 3. So the creator of the anthologies is Lila Hawley. She's a retired warrant officer from the Army. She has these volumes of anthologies of various women veterans in their journeys. And so each book is a different theme. I was in the third installment, but there's two or three others, and it's an amazing project, because if you want to write a book but you don't know how to get started, it's a great way to get your story out there without having to worry about the rest. So you would meet with her, and then you meet with the team. She has meetings, and then you would have to turn in your project, your chapter, or what have you, to the editor. They make edits. So you go back and forth with the editor naturally, and then they take care of the rest. And they put it together. They put it in order, and then she's like, "Okay, we're going to do this like media blitz," and then they do tours and stuff. I haven't been on a tour, but they were doing tours around the country, and she puts her heart and soul into these anthologies. She's selective about who writes in them. So it was a privilege for me to participate, because I had never written a book before, and I really didn't think it was possible for me to get my story out. I was really scared, and so she's like, don't worry about it, I got you. And her books are amazing.
Oh, my God, I'm going to have to check that out. Listen, congratulations on that success.
Thank you.
Super excited. So tell me, what's the services you provide, especially for the veterans? So I know, like, my sister, she lives in Fayetteville in the capital where the soldiers are. So, like, she has an amazing business, too. And she wants to gravitate to the soldiers, too. So, like, tell me, what products and services do you render to assist with the veterans and all that type of stuff, in the business development, startups, and all that stuff?
So, basically, I have a program for the private side called Business Launch Prep School. It was only geared towards women veterans, and then I broadened the spectrum. It could be difficult to market to veterans because we're spoiled. We're looking for free. I got bills to pay. However, the program is designed to help new women coaches start their coaching practices from scratch and make 4 to 5 figures within the first 3 to 6 months after they finish the program. On the commercial side, I work with organizations to help them. It was helping them retain their good veteran new hires, because a lot of companies were spending a lot of money on recruiting veterans, but not as much attention was put into retaining them. So I would go into an organization and I would help them out. I'm pivoting to really start to focus on women veteran leadership in manufacturing and technology companies, because women leadership in those spaces is still growing. And then women veterans in leadership positions and organizations, we're underrepresented. It could be tough. So that's when now I'm doing some market research with different companies to find out what their needs are. So I help on two ends of the spectrum. I just started to do charitable donations to certain veteran nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to mention them yet because I'm still trying to figure out how to do it right. When you're a business and you're donating to nonprofits, there's a certain way you have to go about it. And it's not as simple of just giving cash and saying goodbye. There's some things you need to do. So I'm still trying to figure out the nooks and crannies of it, but I have started to give regardless. And I'm working with the companies so we can figure out the little logistics and stuff like that. So I'm not going to mention them yet, but they're good organizations that really do help veterans. Like, they're on a volunteer basis, and they're doing it for free, and I appreciate it.
Listen, that is a great untapped market, because when you come from, I know it's hard coming from trying to transition to a civilian when you've been in that. So having a safe space to have somebody who understands and who's walked that same walk and can help you navigate it, that is such an amazing gift to have to help transition, because sometimes you just don't know, right? Because you've been so sheltered, so catered. Now it's like, this is a whole new ball game. You know what I'm saying? So having your business in place to help them navigate that water, that is pretty amazing, man. So I'm super excited. So tell me how people can connect with you, because we've been having a long conversation. That's why I told you to stay for anything. I want you to leave it all on the floor. We're going to dance it. We're going to sweat it all out today.
I have different websites for different things. So just look me up on LinkedIn. That's the easiest way to find me is on LinkedIn. That's where I have free content. That's where you can learn about both sides of my business. And that's where you can contact me. You can DM me. And my LinkedIn profile is ROLANDESUMNER, Rolanda Sumner. And it's also
– I'm hitting you up right now.
Okay, great. You'll be able to just look at my name and type that in. I'm like the only Rolanda Sumner out there. Just find me on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I got you. I just – As you were talking, I was typing your name.
You're a hot mess.
Listen, it has been so much fun. What city are you in? Where are you located?
I'm in South Carolina in a little tiny town called Powdersville. It's 15 minutes south of Greenville. It's about 2 hours north of Atlanta.
Okay, so whenever you decide, so listen, I think I have to pass through Greenville. Do I have to pass through Greenville to go to North Carolina, to Fayetteville?
Yes, you do. If you take 85 North?
Yes.
You're going to pass me.
So listen, we're going to have to definitely get
together.
We have to. Because this has been so much fun. I mean, extremely fun. Like, you can't, keep in contact. Like, I'm
horrible at it, so we're going to have to just, hit each other up as best as we can. I'm terrible. I'm not going to lie to you. It doesn't mean I don't care.
Okay.
I just have tunnel vision. So, need to... Just forgive me if I disappear. It doesn't mean
No. So I have you on LinkedIn, and my mentor is on LinkedIn. She's forever active on LinkedIn, and I pull up LinkedIn every day. So if I am seeing you, Michelle, and you post, if whatever, I'm gonna say, hey girl, hey.
I will follow you too, and we'll definitely keep in contact that way, because, and then we'll talk more often. But don't. Don't be mad at me.
Listen, no. Trust me.
I'm terrible.
I understand 120,000% because I have friends I haven't talked to in years. But when we talk, girl,
yes.
we have
it's like
time.
We haven't, like, you pick off right where you left off.
We never skip the beat. And I understand it. You know, I understand life. I understand it. So, again, I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your schedule. I know it's been a long segment, but it was well worth the wait. And
fun.
I crave nothing but success for your business, 100-fold.
Thank you.
All that you sow, your blood, sweat, tears return to you 100-fold, and that you will have so many people that you're going to have 10 more people. You're going to have to clone yourself 10 times.
No, I'm just hire folks. I don't want to deal with 9 more of me. No. I'm a piece of work. I don't need to do all that. I just need other people who are smart in areas that I'm not smart in. Let's just say it that way.
Okay.
I'm more than me running around. I already got one downstairs. She's my daughter. That's enough.
I understand. I completely agree with you on that. So I truly appreciate you so much from the bottom of my heart. And this
Thank
has been
you.
So much fun. And like I said, I wish you nothing but success for your business, your family, everything be well with you. And you have a blessed night.
Thank you. Yay. Thank you so much.
Yay.
I appreciate this.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, my gosh, that was so much fun. All right, guys. So check her out. LinkedIn is the best spot you can check her out at. And you can also check her website out at WolandaSummers.com. That is posted on my social media outlets as well. If you need any of these services, she is here to help you. Boom, boom, boom. Again, it was so much fun. Wolanda, have a great night, Jumping Ground.